All right, well, I'm Ernest Babalola Goodrich. Some of you may know my name from our long years of being contributors with the fund drives and different programs, so not one particular one that we support. We try to support several. I don't know if it's been said since I'm just getting here, so excuse me if I repeat something. The sentiment has already been shared. I do particularly listen to the Sunday night lineup. I think it's great.
Conscious Mindset?
From Pan-African Journal, Conscious Mindset, Cliff.
Sister Space.
Yeah, Sister Space. And what I like, because that's a good block, I like to see more African-American and maybe people of color have maybe prime time spots, drive time, those type of times that get the biggest audience and would have the greater outreach. I'd like to know that the KPFT as a radio station really reflects the community in all ways, in all areas. For instance, you know, who's the general manager and the program director? You know, I can look around this room and I'm not prejudiced, but I am pro-black. And I like to see more African-Americans in these positions if they become available to be more representative of my community, and it really is our community. Again, I go back to that Sunday night lineup is great, super black, but we need other times. And I know we have Minister Robert connected us, great show. But I listen to other stations as well. And those, you know, I even listen to sports. I like talk more than music now. I'm old. I'm a young lady, 62. So I like to listen to talk. And you know, one thing they really push, even on the sports, that if you get that drive time, you increase your audience. You know, you're getting better outreach. And I would just like to know those opportunities are available for not just black people, but people of color. And let me say this, KPFT is a different radio station. And it's one I'm proud to give my money to. I'm glad to give my money to, you know. And I would just like to see maybe a little more diversity in some of this decision making. Thank you.
You know, having been a KPFT member
your
for
name?
10 years or more. I'm Norma Goodrich, I beg your pardon. I'm Norma Goodrich. Been a member for 10 years or more.
Okay.
And I would second what my husband has said, especially like I listen throughout the day and on Sunday night, so I definitely would like to see a better mix in regard to what the programming options are and the involvement in the station, the decision-making levels in the station. So, yes, thank you.
And if I may add, because, you know, I'm African-American, but there's a rap show that comes on that I've heard, I don't even try to find it anymore because the rap is dirty to me. You know, everybody doesn't like that nasty gangster rap. And just let me go on record saying I'm African American. Doesn't appreciate it, doesn't like it. I find it offensive and disrespectful. And I know that at KPFT, you know, the doors are open to everybody. So I know that that's part of it, but I just had to say that. You know, don't think I'm saying go get some more of that. I'm saying we have enough of that, maybe too much, but I know it has to be open. As a matter of fact, the program that comes on, Afro Beats, I believe the name of it, comes on before the minister show. Now, I like that because that was really positive. So I had to mention that, you know, that some of that gangster rap is just it's very distasteful.
So more Drake, less Jay Lee.
Well, you know what? I don't even know him that well. See, you know that me. So I heard Drake. I don't know if Drake is claiming that, but you know, I just if it, whatever category he falls under, if it's gangster rap, it's not for me.
That's America.
Now he gets the bad poets and
Well, Dr. Kamau walked in. We were just closing out our public comments. Dr. Kamau, I don't know if he wanted to make any comments, but we still got about 5-10 minutes left.
No, I just came to watch.
Some of you know that Dr. Kamau is the originator of the Sunday night lineup with self-determination and turned it over to the improved conscious mindset that has been referred to the Sunday night lineup. Dr. Kamau made the Sunday night lineup famous. All right, now we're going to close it out, but if any other further comments from the gallery... if there be any further comments, we still have those minutes available. If not, we're going to go back into our regular session. And I don't see any.
I have a motion that we extend for 5 minutes the public comment
section. We actually don't have to extend. What we have already is 10 minutes left, but there's no one who wants to speak anymore.
Well, would Dr. Kamau like
to... Well, let the record reflect that Jerry has arrived. Gerald Lynch has arrived, and let the record reflect that. Session right now, and this time belongs to the public. So if there be any other people who have spoken already, if you want to speak again, I'm open to that. The members are open to that, because the time is 8 to 8:30. Now,
according because I threw something out there. Maybe I need some education, clarification, but I'm not trying to take anybody's job. But do we, and I'm not proposing it, but when I say general manager, I think somebody, and I'm not trying to take your job or anything. I'm just promoting or proposing that more diversity, you know, if you leave, you groom somebody. You know, I mean, that's those type of ideas that I'm sort of, I don't know who the program director or anything like that, but I didn't come up here to say fire this guy and replace this guy or lady. What I'm saying is that to have a more diverse leadership. So let me be, again, perfectly clear about that.
Very good. So you're going to take off the air.
Yeah.
I don't think you heard me. Well, I don't think you heard what I just said. I'm saying I'm not proposing that. I'm saying grown people. None of us will be here forever. None of us are going to be in a particular job forever. But the smart thing to do from a leadership position, in my opinion, is that prepare and mentor someone for when that day does arrive. Because we're all checking out. One thing we know for sure, you checking into this hotel, you checking out. So that's all I'm saying.
Not necessarily at 11 a.m.
Not necessarily, right.
All right, if there'll be no further comments from the gallery, I believe then I can entertain... Okay. I can't entertain going back into the session. Are you willing and wanting to extend the time for the P&B as we were in, or do we just go ahead and
move? I move we extend the time by 10 minutes.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Are there any objections? All right, as we had it. I was coming to allow Joseph to respond to that question. And then on the stack was Maria, Hank, George, and Kevin. Do you remember the question?
Right. I did. Teresa asked about what's going on in the NFC. And we proposed motion after motion about the only thing that seems to get through the NFC is motions over and over again that board members should just only have more money. And we've tried to pass motions for about getting the audit expedited. We've tried all kinds of different things, and it just seems like it's always everybody's being protective of their own turf, their own station. That's what we're seeing a lot of on the National Finance Committee. So it's a bit frustrating, and I've tried everything I can think of, and we'll keep trying. So, if I can do it.
Okay, on that question, Maria? Do you have a separate question?
On the PNB report. That is, it's on the second page. Bill, you said that the payroll and other critical payments remain doubtful for August 2016. So obviously, at one point or another, we are going to just not be able to pay people their salaries along with their health benefits. It's going to come to a stop. So the question is, did they present any personnel cutting proposals? Because sooner or later, we've got to streamline in order to avoid being shut down completely.
Well, the simple answer is no. I mean, I guess you're talking about WPFW and WBAI. Those are the ones where they've had to borrow money for payroll. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking across the board.
All the stations are having trouble, though.
Okay. With
and KPFA had notified their union, I think, maybe a couple of months ago, over a month ago, that they may have to cut back staff. The union there is objecting, and so I think they're negotiating with them. I've heard that, we haven't heard this officially through the PNB, but I've heard that there's also negotiations with unions at all the stations that have them, which are all the ones except us, about renegotiating health benefits and maybe other benefits. I'm not sure.
And just to follow up on that, is it the same case with the PNB as it is with KPFT's specific budget? For instance, a month of May or something like that, that $1 out of every $2 goes toward paying staff salaries and staff health benefits. Is that the same thing with Pacific across the board?
Let the record reflect Ms. Patel has arrived.
Thanks, everybody.
So we have a full house tonight?
Ted
would be out of town.
Oh, that's right.
Maria, was that a question?
So it was a follow-up. And that is about the fiscal. I'll wait until Vanessa has a chance to take her place at the table.
The question?
I'm just waiting until she has a chance to sit down. The follow-up question was again with regard to the payroll situation and whatnot. Is it the case with the Pacifica across the board as it is with KPFT that $1 out of every $2 of revenue brought in goes toward paying payroll and health benefits?
I think that's a redundant question, but let me go to the second.
That's the question. He's ready to answer it.
Go ahead. She's on the finance committee. That's okay.
Well, if you could just be brief.
Well, it does vary from station to station. Some stations have to pay rent and have to pay a lot more in tower rental, Francis. For example, WBI has a huge tower rental. That's not exactly their fault. They inherited this from previous managerial decisions like 15 years ago. But it's not uncommon in nonprofits for most of the expenses to go towards staff. I mean, if the alternative is paying it towards rent or other expenses like that, which we don't have. But roughly it's about 50%, but it varies from station to station, depending on their other expenses. And depending on the size of the payroll, like KPFA has about 30 full-time equivalent of people. They have about 30 employees. That's the largest. And I believe they have even a higher percentage, I believe. I'm not sure.
Well, that's making a pretty strong argument, Mr. PNB member, because 56% of our local budget is personnel.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's not just payroll. I'm including all personnel. It includes benefits. And
so 44% operations. Go ahead.
Insurance.
Well, the second one, we need to be careful when we talk in our FSPs, because we are talking about issues. We cannot keep repeating what we heard. I hope that we talk about what we know, what we can say that we know. Then it's information that not somebody told us. We know for sure that we know for sure that all the stations are going to negotiations with the unions. Obviously, KPFT is not in that situation because we don't have a union. Like Bill said, all the others are in negotiations. But the difference, what we need to understand, is that the LSB should focus in their own stations, because that is the only thing, according to the bylaws, that the LSB can do. The LSB is easy to come, and you can listen to different LSBs, and everybody look at what is happening down there. It's not us. We are not that bad, but that is the problem. The main problem is every LSB should take care of their own station. Then we will have a healthy foundation. You know, it's so easy, it's so tempting to bring somebody else that is not here, doesn't have the option to answer. You know, we can make a bunch of assertions that they are not true. Some of them are customers. I think that all of us need to focus just in our LSB. And it's not true. It's not true. And I can give that information to our LSB whenever they want it. It's not true that the non-profit, most of the money goes to payroll or to healthcare. That is not true. Absolutely false. And you will see, and I will get to all of you if you want it, the information and show you how healthy non-profits are. That doesn't mean, because we are being, in a way, they are saying that we don't want to pay the employees. It's not true. But we need to have an income to pay the employees. Because if the only income that you have go to pay salaries, then the main problem is how you develop programming, how you develop the station that you want, how you reach.
There won't be a stack.
We only have two more minutes left. You've had about two and a half or three of them. Now what I need to do is go to the next person, which is Hank.
Well, we're talking an awful lot over and over and over about budgeting the money, how to make cuts, things like that. When does the PNB, or does the PNB ever talk about raising money?
Well, could I talk?
Because it's a legal responsibility to do so. California law.
No. Most of these extensions have been made. We're not going to be able to add all these minutes that y'all want to add. We've got 1.5, 2 minutes left. Did you have a question in there somewhere?
Well, it was a question.
Now, go ahead. Give 30-second responses. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, some of us on the PNB called for two special meetings to talk about our financial crisis, and that was the main thing, was to come up with ways of raising additional revenue so we wouldn't have to make these painful cuts. And I must admit, the majority of the PNB boycotted most of those meetings. But the report is online. I put it online. It's in that report. There's a link there. So you can read it.
You did it in 30 seconds. Thanks. Go ahead.
Well, it's easy. Some shops are just kids. If the people really care about the finances, then you call me and we talk. And you said that you agree with most of my proposals, but you vote against when we are going to the PNB. And when Hank asked about the PNB, I want to remind everybody that basically the bylaws is our Bible.
All right.
And I agree that we need to raise money, but we cannot be in a situation where we have full-time employees that are being paid to raise the money and they are not.
George, you've spoken on this PNB issue. Kevin, you've spoken on this PNB
issue. No, I was on the staff.
While we've been in the PNB session, you have spoken.
I have not spoken on this issue.
Well, we don't have time. So time is running out.
I'd like to speak.
Well, I hope you don't extend time.
I'm going to extend time for 2 minutes so I can have 1 minute and Kevin can have 1 minute.
I second it.
Second. Those in favor, please raise your hands. Those opposed? Motion carries. Yes, you understand. But where we are now is George, Kevin, and Tony. and Maria, who asked to be on the stack, which I indicated wouldn't be one. Now?
She
already
was on.
Go right ahead.
I'm on the stack.
George, how does the existence of the 2014 audit affect our ability to get CPB funds? Is there any time soon when we're going to see that money?
The simple answer is no. We need the 2015 audit also. So it's a one step in that direction.
We're a month away from this.
Thank you.
Next.
All right. This is real quick. Bill, when the D&O insurance expires on Saturday, it's my understanding that we are all now legally responsible for our ethics on this board and whether we actually follow our own rules and HR rules and everything, that we can be sued individually on Saturday.
Well, actually, I think it's tomorrow, but I forget the date when it runs out. But, well, that's correct. You could be, but the bylaws require Pacifica, the foundation, to indemnify delegates, officers, directors from lawsuits unless there's an exception about, you know, if they're not acting in the interest of the foundation or something like that.
Now you're getting into state law. Kevin, now Tony.
The CFO gave a report to the staff, and what we were lacking was no more than $5,000 a month. Now,
nationally? Or
no,
just us?
He's talking about us.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about you, but if there's an organization that's lacking $5,000 a month, I'm not going to be talking about cutting people's jobs and cutting people's medical insurance. That's not going to be my first thought. It's not going to be my first thought. I'm actually going to spend time trying to figure out how we raise the money, especially if I took the time to get on the board. Now, I know I am a staff member, and I sit at the table with the other staff members as we're constantly hearing how the board is trying to cut and cut and cut. And for an organization that is lacking $5,000 a month from our CFO, I don't understand why you guys can't just leave us alone and join us and try to help us to raise money. Instead, you sit up here and you say full-time staff members aren't raising money, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. And honestly, I don't know if this is true, but it sounds like a lot of people that are mad that they didn't get in the radio. It sounds like a lot of people that are upset that they didn't get a communications degree and then got a job in the radio station. I'm not saying it's true, but that's what it sounds like. I wish that you would come to the station. I invite you. If you feel like the staff doesn't do anything and we don't deserve to have medical insurance, we don't deserve to get paid, I invite you to come to the station and see. I invite you to come.
Okay.
So you can see what we do.
Next, Maria.
Well, it was a follow-up with regard to the PNB report. And that is, Bill, in all of their discussions, was there any discussion as to the model for fundraising? Were there any fundraisers that were connected to socially relevant topics? For instance, because Donald Trump has accused Mexicans of being rapists and criminals. Eva Longoria, internationally known actress, got on national TV and said, no, we are not rapists and criminals. And by the way, we didn't cross the border crossed us. I have the same history, by the way, as Eva Longoria. On my mother's side, coming from 200 years of Mexicans who were here in Texas when Texas belonged to Mexico. So the question is, wouldn't we excite, for instance, not just the Latino immigrant population, Mexicans in general, people who are concerned about this kind of racist Donald Trump becoming our next president, with a kind of fundraiser that has that theme, a bilingual town hall that has that theme, for the opportunity, opening up our microphones for the, and invite the community to come in and say and respond.
Let's allow for a response.
And respond to Donald Trump saying that Mexicans are rapists and criminals, and for that matter.
Now, would you restate the question in there?
Well, the question is, did they discuss at the PNB any fundraisers that were connected to socially relevant topics?
Stop. Answer, please.
What I can say, and I feel sorry that I need to repeat this over and over. We have the boards normally have 24 people because the idea is that between all of us we complement each other. Don't invite us to go to the station. I would not do any good going to the station because I don't know a pee about how to run a station. I'm doing my part. And I think that as important as raising money is the way that you spend the money. If it's not controlled, how do you think that the money is like putting, if you have a hole in your pocket, can everybody explain to me how you will keep money in your pocket? I'm sorry, it's very easy to shut. It's very easy to throw a bunch of shots to the PMB and to LSD. We need to start talking about what we know. And I believe that it's true. It's true. We should, all of us, work. But we don't need to fight, you know. And I heard it before. No, we need more Latino, more black, more this, more that. That is, I don't want to use the word, but it's really baloney. What we need is make a pie that is bigger and not fight for crumbs. We have a bigger pie, and then we will have a better station. We will have more outreach. We will have listeners. We came from 10,000 members, more than 10,000 in 2005, to less than 5,800.
6,200 last year.
No, I'm talking about June 30 of this year. You know what that means? You know what that means? Who will sustain the station? Our bylaw doesn't say that we will have 24 people, rich people, like other foundations are, that they hire rich people, that the only thing that they do, they don't care about the books. They don't care about accountability. They go there to raise money, to ask their expensive or their rich friends to bring money. Pacifica is not that. And if we don't understand that, we don't, you know, we keep throwing really cheap shots.
All right, next. Anissa.
Can I respond also to that, Mr. Chair?
We have 2 minutes extension in time. We're way, way over 2 minutes extension in time. I'd like to move on to the next issue.
Yeah. Mr.
Well,
Chair,
you've been able to say
no, we just have someone speaking for 2 minutes.
Go right ahead.
All right, this is my contribution to our guest, Mr. Otumbe, and everyone who wishes to have diversity programming. Come to the meeting on August 30th at the Gregory School on Victor. The ARDC committee will be meeting at 10 a.m. And I invite everybody.
Mr. Chair,
as it has been aptly pointed out, we are at the general manager's report.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to point out that Elena asked a really good question, and respectfully, Adriana did not answer it at all. May I?
Well, I think we've got enough back and forth from you.
Well, I'd just like to answer a question.
But Phil,
Okay.
You personally extended 10 minutes for each one of these committees, but everything else y'all have extended since we've been going. So why don't we expedite? The point was very well taken. 2 minutes were allotted. We're 12 minutes out. General Manager's report for 10 minutes. Yes, sir.
Great. Thanks. So I sent these out and sent them around the room. And what I want to add to the storyline here is we've just found out this afternoon that our sister station in Washington, D.C. Has reported that they've sent money in just this week to cover their August health care bill. We are tied to the East Coast stations in terms of health insurance for staff members, and so it might be that KPFD staff members who go to the doctor this month might have health insurance. We won't really know until somebody shows up at the doctor's and whether they have their health insurance canceled yet or not, but that's been an issue for several of us for a while. But we did receive assurances from our fellow manager in Washington that they did send money into the national office this week to cover their shortfall. Apparently New York had sent theirs in. We have, yes, Ernesto is leaving as of Friday. His last day is Friday. He's had his last several staff meetings. We are in the process of redefining the program director's position. I acknowledge having heard the finance committee's input on that, whether we get to that part of this agenda or not. I am of the opinion that the program director's position and the GM's position are the only two positions that are actually extensively covered in these 49 pages of bylaws that we all know and love so well. And of the 13 specific duties that y'all have as the local station board, there are several specifically tied to the program director's job through the management selection and review committee. The review part seems to be quite extensively participated in by many of you. The selection part, we've only gone through a selection of a general manager or a program director once in the last 15 years. And that was in 2005, and not too many of y'all in this room participated in that process, but a couple of you did. And I encourage you to maybe talk to some of them, but certainly to look at your bylaws and guidance and begin that process of gearing up to find a pool of candidates to be the next great program director for KPFT, because the future, I mean, our product is our programming. If we don't have a good program director, you know, we might have good programming, we might not have good programming. I think we do have good programming, and we have more of it now than we've ever had with our HD3 channel. And there's a lot of new stuff coming on that channel all the time. So an interim program director or directors will be announced in the very near future. And I will keep you apprised of that development. I'm working with both the interim executive director and the CFO in terms of making those appointments. There are staff scenarios that are being considered and balanced, and the funding of that position vis-a-vis our income level and current staffing situations, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not going to go into any depth of detail on that in a public session, but just know that that's in process, as I've reported in several portions of this page. Another national issue to share with you is that we are looking at Pacifica coverage, following up on the relative success of the Republican, Democrat, and Green National Convention coverages. We're looking at, I think it's September 26th from Hofstra University, doing coverage of the first debate between Clinton and Trump. Looking at a total of possibly as many as six debates, three of the president, the two-party presidents, one of the two vice presidents, several of the Libertarian and Green Party candidates, and we're looking at bringing in at least Jill Stein, if not the Libertarian candidate as well, to provide, post-match reports on and position statements vis-a-vis what's just been broadcast from the two big parties. So that's coming up beginning in the latter part of September. In terms of elections related to KPFT, I was working with our local election supervisor for quite a while today, and also with the national elections supervisor via telephone today to nail down the specifics related to the election for half of the seats in this room, which will begin their on-air exposures in the evening hours tomorrow, and will run rather consistently with some, not outages, but stepping down the period of the rotation from about 12 minutes a day to maybe half that during times of fund drive, which we obviously are going to be in for several weeks between now and the end of the election period. So that's the rotation of the carts that y'all who have recorded that are candidates, those have been put into the system. The log system is being shared with our local election supervisor to offset any accusations that could potentially come from anyone either running or currently seated on this board who might suspicion that management or someone who actually works on the staff or someone who is a staff member who is on this board even might have any undue influence in scheduling or rotating the patterns of these election statements that many of you, well, a half a dozen or more of you in this room might be using. So Alma is scheduling the specific candidate statements. We've created a template utilizing the National Supervisor's guidance to break every day of the week into five different day parts of various different lengths of 4 to 6 hours or so, from morning and afternoon drive time, midday, evenings, nights, overnights, weekends, weekdays, to guarantee an equitable distribution of statements from candidates across all the different day parts. Something else that's not mentioned in this report, and I was hoping to have some more information on this to share with you, but I don't at this point with our development director on vacation until next week. We are moving ahead in a community partnership sales position on a percentage basis where someone would basically not be getting paid anything but would receive remuneration for contracts that were entered into to create community partnerships with different organizations and such around town. And then a commission would be generated for the duration of that contract, thereby benefiting the person selling it. And that's that hasn't been signed off on yet, but the legal contract has been constructed and it's been looked at and is awaiting signatures. I was hoping we would have actually had this launched before this meeting, but we don't. The rest of it's in here, and you know.
Any questions?
Go for it.
All right. We'll start with you, Maria.
Yes. Why is it? Why are so many efforts going into filling the program director's position instead of going into finding a way to either reallocate those duties or consider bringing in a part-time program director, hopefully bilingual African-American person, to take up those duties without unnecessary attachment of health benefits, because somebody who works less than I believe 25 hours a week is considered part time and does not have to receive health benefits.
Okay.
The answer to that is that part time people working 20 hours a week or more receive 100% coverage from Pacifica. That's just the way it is. In terms of reallocating the resources, I think it's just supremely unfair to think that people who may be perceived as overpaid and underworking are, in my estimation, as someone who's at the station 40 to 60 hours every week.
Yes.
It's actually the reverse of that, and most people are underpaid and are overworking. Right. And it would be supremely unfair, and I think anybody who supports workers in the United States would agree that assigning people extra duties of a management level and not even considering some kind of compensatory boost to
We're 1 minute over time. So okay. I'll entertain a motion to extend.
Motion to extend.
I need a specific motion.
I make a motion to extend 10 minutes for the report.
And in order to use this 10 minutes more expeditiously, I'm going to ask that you make your questions 30 seconds and you hold your responses to 1 minute. That way we'll get more people in. Right now I've got Adriana and Hank. Anyone else? All right. Jerry, who else? All right. 30 seconds. Adriana.
Yes. Can you tell us, Wayne, because we have the report.
Can you talk up, please?
We have the report from August 1st from the CFO. We have this discussion last month. You said that wasn't correct, but then you said that my question was correct. We have now the CFO tell us that KPFT owes $47,536 this month. Did we pay any of that? Because you were talking about other stations that didn't pay health care.
Mm-hmm.
Central service.
Okay. It's reflected in the top paragraph of this report where I do state that KPFT is obliged to the national office. Central service payments from May through August totaling approximately $47,000. It's right here. So, yes, you're right.
Okay. And the numbers about the current membership, because you put 7170, is a huge, huge difference. And we have the same last month. And the local election supervisor, national election supervisor, took us other numbers. We have for okay, that's enough.
Okay. The membership number is the number I received from our membership director.
Well, I want to ask about the election. Is our recording statements by people?
Yes.
Okay, candidates, because I haven't heard anything about it yet. As a candidate.
Staff candidates are not going to be recording in announcements that are played over the air. Staff candidates are voted on by the people inside the building and are in a different category than listener member candidates and are not going to be part of the rotation.
Next is Jerry.
Yeah, I wanted to know, is there anybody on the staff right now who has the skills to transition into being program director?
Yeah.
I think there are several current staff members who are
right, and not replacing that position does not necessarily mean that the person who, say, transitions into that would not get some sort of a raise from their current position and yet still save money to the station. So it's not like you presented as like either cut a, you know, I don't think you gave us all the options there when we were talking about the new program director. My comment.
Okay. Well, my response to your comment is, yeah, I didn't give you all the options. I said there are things about the staffing scenarios and financial arrangements and negotiations and considerations that I wouldn't do in an atmosphere like this.
Okay. And on a program note, should you want to have further information regarding such, you are a member of the MSRC and will be meeting in this place under executive session on what day is that, Madam Chair? The 15th, and also subsequently the Finance Committee obviously going to weigh in on this, hopefully, so he will be able to disclose that information to you. Now, Joseph.
I just wanted to ask, because last week in your general manager's report, you basically said, we're Bugs Bunny running off the cliff and we're bankrupt, and then this week you're telling us, well, we just have to hire somebody, and I'm kind of like, can you... Either we're bankrupt and we can't afford somebody, or we can afford somebody and we're not bankrupt. So which is it?
Well, first of all, you got it wrong. It's actually Wile E. Coyote. It wasn't Bugs Bunny. And it wasn't. I wasn't talking about KPFT. I was talking about Pacifica as a network. And KPFT is the closest thing I'm aware of in the family to being relatively normal, at least until the last several months. We were the consistent contributor to Central Services for both the National Office and for the Pacifica Radio Archives, and always paid our payroll, and always paid our health care service bills, and we're always current on everything.
Hey, we follow up real quick. I think I see where you're going.
Yeah.
So are you suggesting if Pacifica goes bankrupt somehow, it's not going to affect KPFT?
No, I absolutely know that it's affecting.
Because you're saying that we're okay, but the foundation's going bankrupt, so
no,
again,
not,
it doesn't,
no,
doesn't matter.
I can't fix Pacifica. I can try and fix KPFT. And lacking a program director, I think that makes an already difficult job that much harder.
All right, go ahead.
Now, I'm curious about the underwriting. Who authorized that?
Who authorized it? I believe it was originally authorized through a vote of the KPFT local station board, and I can't quote chapter and verse of which minute of which month of which year, but it's there.
Susan Young was the chair. Oh, your ex-girlfriend?
Just a moment.
What?
Wow. No,
no,
decorum.
Exactly.
His ex-girlfriend. Mind your manners.
Thank you.
Wow.
This means the floor is Wesley's.
Maybe we can find that information. I just, I had every place drive, I keep hearing that we don't take corporate underwriting. So I just try to get some clarification on that. Thank you. Maybe I can come by the office.
I hope so.
Do you? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anissa?
Well, since we are required to create a possible committee to find a new program director, where would we find the information of possible candidates that we have now that are in the
room?
It would basically come down to posting the job and then y'all sift the pool of candidates. It would be a national posting. It would be posted at all five Pacifica stations. It would be posted through the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. It would be posted through a local newspaper, as is required by Pacifica for personnel issues.
That's the process. I guess my big question is where are we in that process? What are our steps?
Well, that would actually be the chair's question. I believe the general manager has explained to you and stated to you that you would refer to your specific bylaws to indicate where the book is now. And the book is with this LSB to form a committee. And therefore, that committee will follow the guidelines and procedures in accordance with CPB and any of our internal requirements for such publications to make it clear to all interested applicants what the process would be. This committee then would vet those applicants and submit a number of applicants for consideration. Now, we're at the end of this 22 minutes of the general manager's report. I would like to go to the chair's report. The chair has no report, but if you have a question regarding any of those matters, especially as it relates to the LSB's responsibilities in this matter, this would be the time to ask that question so you can be clear as to how the LSB moved forward, because it is not the general manager's purview. But once the names are released, it becomes the general manager's purview. Okay? Go ahead.
No one.
Any questions?
I have a motion.
Do we have at present a committee to move towards review of the program manager?
Thank you for asking that question. No, we do not. But the chair would entertain a motion, and the chair would even go further. The chair would state that there could be a simple process to this, and then there can be a non-simple process to this. Previously,
since there have been no real examples other than one, which was when this manager was chosen. So there is a precedent set, but there are no written prescribed procedures as to how we get there. Go ahead, sir.
Well, actually, there are. The PMB passed in response to some issues at KPFK around a detailed motion as to just how you go about setting up these committees and who's supposed to be on them. I don't have it immediately to hand.
Well, it's obviously not in the PMB bylaws, because I
it's not a bylaw. It's a bylaw. It was a standing rule passed.
Well, again, obviously it's not published. It may be something in some of y'all heads,
we'll
but it needs to be published in the record in order for me to follow it as chair. So if it's published in the record, that's exactly what we will follow. Otherwise, it falls on the LSB to do the procedure. Go ahead.
We have a motion on our agenda that will deal with some of that, like forming the committee, et cetera.
Mr. Chair,
I was about to ask, where is the
point
date?
Of order?
Because didn't we set that for me and George was going to talk about his part, and I was going to talk about my part at some point?
Actually, it was not brought to the chair's attention coming out of public commentary, so I think now would be appropriate to go to that order of business, which was supposed to come directly after 8:30. So let's go ahead and deal with
point of order,
item.
Point of order.
What is your point, sir?
We changed it, actually. We changed it so it became 6B and 6B1. So it was actually moved up to 6B right after the Finance Committee.
So appropriately, report. It's at this point anyway.
Well, no, there's a Development Committee report before that.
Okay.
All right, and according to Bill's motion, 10 minutes. Development.
Okay. I'm just gonna take a poll right now, and you don't have to participate in it, but I'm gonna ask about 8 questions.
Is this part of the report?
This is part of the development report, and actually I sent the development report out, and I have a couple copies here, if we'd like to send these.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
This would be a proper time to do.
Can I do?
We asked him to submit his in writing. I think it'd be proper for you to submit that over the internet and let folks respond to it.
I did.
Well, let them respond to it over the internet then, instead of using the time to get a poll done now.
I'm going to do it. Okay. May I please have just 3 minutes?
You've got 10, but I'm sure.
I know, but you're taking up my time.
Go ahead.
Okay. I would ask this group to raise your hand if in the last, since you were elected this board in the last 9 months, if you've worked toward cutting expenses of the station, specifically. Okay. Please raise your hand if you participated in fundraising through the Development Committee. Please raise your hand.
It's Development
Okay. Please raise your hand if you promoted donating to KPFT on social media.
In Spanish as well as English, right? In any language, right?
Yes, in any language. Yeah, even French.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Please raise your hand if you initiated a solicitation toward the donation of a vehicle to KPFT. Please raise your hand if you sold any raffle tickets. Please raise your hand.
This last time.
She wasn't specific.
Okay, then I'll be specific. Thank you for.
Well, you probably you're not even writing the results down, so I don't understand other than for show what's the purpose of this.
Okay, Mr. Chair, since you want to argue with me,
I'm not arguing with you. I just don't believe it's in order what you're doing.
How many minutes am I up to?
I don't believe it's in order what you are doing, because you're doing the show. If you were collating the information for further purposes, to make further points, but all you're doing is doing something for an example.
Thank you for the
to
lecture,
expose
Mr. Chair.
People. And I've answered every question you've had affirmative.
Well, you're doing it.
Thank you for the lecture, Mr. Chair. Okay, please raise your hand if you tried to sell any tickets in the last raffle. Mr. Chair and the LSB, I'm bringing this to your attention because we haven't had any self-evaluation of ourselves as a board in several years. We might want to ask our vice chair to do that. I think that's an excellent thing for the vice chair to do. And I think it's really hard for staff when we are somewhat difficult in evaluating them when we have not tried to raise money ourselves.
Okay. This is not a report.
This is a report.
No, this is opinions. It's not a report.
Well, I'm asking you, Mr. Chair, to see about...
It's not a report because the report was first off asked to be published.
Thank you for the lecture.
Did you publish this report you're giving now?
I've got... if you want me to read the report...
No, I'm asking you, did you publish it on the internet?
I sent...
15 minutes before this meeting started.
15 minutes before the meeting started and you think that...
But has governance done a report?
Has governance made a report yet? Go ahead with your
Development. I sent out a report last month and the month before and the month before and the month before and the month before. I've been sending out reports. Today's was late. Okay, but I think it's time because we seem to have difficulty raising money, and I would like to set a really high bar for you and all of the other staff to raise money, but we do also have a responsibility to help them, and we should set an example. And if we're too embarrassed to ask our friends to donate to KPFT.
Some people don't have a lot of friends.
That's right.
You've got a great social network. You're very skilled at that. So you need to include those two factors.
I agree. But some people don't like rejection, and I can handle a lot of rejection, and so I use it. But if you have social media at your disposal, use it. If you're, whatever your time and your talent is, I'm just asking us to have a discussion so we can hopefully help each other make our jobs all easier.
Here,
thank
and
you.
The question there. Go ahead, sir.
Well, actually, I just want to make sure we get a chance
to. Hold on.
I was going to mention.
I didn't recognize you yet. There's a question here.
Oh, sorry.
Don.
So what exactly has the development committee done?
Okay. The development committee came up with the raffle idea. The development committee has worked on promoting social media. We are attempting to have our program director give some requests or some goals to the programmers to use social media, because I know that with the one little nonprofit that I promote, I had a fundraiser last month. We raised $560 for KPFT. We are trying to support others that are doing fundraisers for KPFT, like the Electro Love concert.
Watermelon.
We are not only attending and working fundraisers, but we are trying to add components to them so we can raise more money. And I welcome your efforts. I know it's not easy raising money for the station.
Good report.